Quick, Ray, go get your drink.
Yeah, I'm... Okay, it is recording. All right.
All right.
It looked like a really flat line, but... All right.
I am super excited, though, for Tuesday now, because that's when I get to go see the blockbuster of all blockbusters.
Sonic 2?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Owen said it was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
He did! He went to go see that while Ray and I went to go see Multiverse of Madness.
Totally punch you in the junk.
What? Tuesday doesn't sound like a day that they would release a relevant movie. I don't know what you could be referencing.
Well, it's releasing like Friday. I'm not going till Tuesday.
Oh. Something coming out this weekend?
You're just trolling me now.
No, I'm not. I don't go to movies. I went to Doctor Strange because I love Doctor Strange. What could possibly be coming out? Just tell me.
Maverick.
Samurai, what's coming out?
Maverick, baby. Maverick.
What? Oh, see, of course I'm not trolling you. I didn't see the original. I hate Tom Cruise. This is a garbage movie that's nothing but fan service and crap.
Yep, I want all the fan service they can give me, because Top Gun is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Jeez Louise, no, that movie is not on my radar at all.
I am so excited.
Is Val in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, well, I like it a little bit better. That doesn't mean anything. Everything gets a totally fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes now. Their validity to rate a movie has plunged in the last 10 years.
Totally not Morbius. That got like a 2.
I haven't seen Morbius.
No one did.
I saw it. It is not that bad. I do not why it's getting panned as much as it is. The new Top Gun does have Jennifer Connelly in it, so...
I've heard of her. She's nice. I think. I don't know. It's just, I was not trying to troll you. That's not a movie that I care about or I'm interested in.
I
knew you weren't going to go see Sonic. That part, I was trolling you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm so excited to go see Top Gun.
Sweet.
Sorry, Top for the win, by the way.
Who's first?
Sorry, Top.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to see that in the theater.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't remember the last time I bought a movie on DVD. But I'm totally buying that one the second it comes out.
Hopefully not on DVD.
Well, I'll be on the Blu-rays. I'm sad, though, that, you know, while I have the first one in 3D, I know I won't get the second one here in 3D. But I'm going to totally rewatch the 3D version this weekend to get myself pumped up.
Supposedly, so Jennifer Connelly was on Colbert, and she went to, like, 3 or 4 of the viewings, first fan viewings. And apparently there were, like, standing ovations after the movie, and people were really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's going to make everybody go join the Navy.
Sweet.
I don't know why that would be.
I don't know. It worked in 1986.
Yeah, I just don't know why that would make you happy, but okay.
It doesn't, but, you know, like I said, it really worked well for them in 1986.
Yeah, I agree, Sluggo. Standing ovation at a movie is not really my kind of thing. However, they were aware that there were actors from the movie there. So, in that case, a standing ovation actually makes sense.
That I get. If people who made the movie are actually there and can hear the applause.
Right.
If they're not there, who are you cheering for? They can't hear you. It's like when, you know, my wife claps and things at the television. I'm like, they can't hear you. You stop interacting with the television. Ian, there was a Masked Singer winner last week. No idea who it was.
Nice.
They did.
The winner is someone you've never heard of?
Never heard of.
More obscure than Ninja?
Just as obscure to me.
Okay. That doesn't really help. Like, I get it that you've never heard of Ninja. No one should have ever heard of Ninja. Who won this season?
I'll have to look it up, because it was so... I have totally forgotten her name already.
Oh, nice. That's a big spoiler. Huh?
Oh, sorry. Caution. Everybody who enjoys The Masked Singer, Craig is about to reveal to me the name of the winner. I am 100% out on the show, and I plan on never watching it again. If you would like us to wait until after the show, I can call Craig on the telephone or text him.
I have no idea who this person is, nor have I heard about the show that they're involved in.
Yeah. All right, Ian, so I'm going to tell you now. You ready?
Yeah.
The winner was Teyana Taylor.
I don't have even a good guess.
You're right.
Was she on one of those reality shows like Love and Hip Hop or Real Housewives of Musicians or The Making of the Band?
Apparently she was in Coming to America, too.
I've heard of that. Was she in a group? Was she maybe in a girl group like the same group that Camila Cabello was in? I forget what they're called. The Five Somethings or the...
She's married to some NBA player.
Nope.
I'm trying to find more info about her here.
Apparently she has a Kanye link. She's on his label and appeared in some of his songs.
All right, they're on the standout E! Television show, We Got Love, Payana and Iman.
Oh, well, I'm glad she's you know, talented enough to win that show. When she's up against heavy hitters like Rudy Giuliani, I don't know how she managed to pull it out, so good for her, I guess.
Yeah, but she beat Shaggy.
Who?
Shaggy.
The Shaggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes perhaps his style of music didn't translate well to that show.
I enjoyed him every time, and it was revealed, and I was like, ah, Shaggy, I like you.
Yeah, I was going to say, far more successful people have been, you know, booted immediately. I don't know that that immediately reflects, like, I don't think vocally Lil Wayne is very, very strong singer.
He was good, though, in his season.
He was terrible, and he was voted out first because he sounds like garbage.
He totally doesn't need auto-tune at all.
But,
The other person was Haley Orontia. Apparently she's on that, what's the show where it's stuck in the 80s?
The Goldbergs?
Yes, apparently she's on that show.
Oh, she's an actress?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently she had appeared on X Factor years ago, and she was shoved into an all-girl group on that show.
Okay.
Before she got the Goldberg gig.
Cool.
But you had Cheyenne Jackson. I wasn't real sure who he was.
I don't either. You get no grief for this. These are three people I've never heard of prior to this.
He's an actor on some show. You know, En Vogue was in this season. That was nice.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Shaggy, Kirstie Alley, you know.
Wait, how do you out-sing En Vogue?
Well, yes, that was a very good question. How do you out-sing En Vogue?
Suspicious.
Kirstie,
who else was
Kirstie
there?
Kirstie Alley, Rudy Giuliani, Jennifer Holliday, Dwayne Chapman.
Doesn't.
The, you know,
who?
Dog the Bounty Hunter, Dwayne Chapman. He was terrible.
That is the correct response.
You had Penn and Taylor. They were fun. Christy Brinkley did a good job. Some person, Jordan Mailata. Jorge Garcia. The classic good old Duff Goldman. And Ian, who's the worst announcer on television?
Oh, hold on. I can't think of his name right now. What is Troy's partner?
You are correct.
Hi, I'm Troy Aikman, and this is my partner, Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
Oh, Joe Buck. That's your favorite. Wow. Like, sorry, you were reading me that list, and normally they have a questionable person or two, but like, I mean, that was the list of people who are actually human filth that need to be destroyed is almost as long as the list of people who were on the show.
Yeah, it was a star-studded season this year.
Ugh, I'm glad I'm out on that show. I don't hate any of that.
I did watch the first episode of the Niecy Nash one. Don't Forget the Lyrics. That was okay.
Yeah.
They play a song. You have to finish the missing words.
I'll tell you.
That was fun.
What's not awful, but is also awful and very hard to play along with is Rat in the Kitchen.
Hmm. I like that show. It's not good.
No.
And
I feel the same way that you
and
do.
And I don't like the host, but
I like the host. I
enjoy me a whole lot of Ludo LaFave.
Yeah.
This is going to be the record late start of a show.
Oh, yeah. It's way after.
Well after 9 o'clock.
Well after. Hold on. I lost the script. I got to pull it back up. Did I update any of this stuff? Yeah, I think so.
Hopefully so, because that's what's going on the webpage.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the, is that number right? 340th episode?
Sadly.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of episodes. Of the Puzzle Warriors 3, we got Ian, he's slightly awake. We got Ray, he's much more awake. And I'm here. I've had a fun day.
Hello.
Work's always great. How you doing? Maybe we lost Ian. He's going to come with us.
No, I'm still here. I'm well. I didn't want to slow you down any further. I'm doing well. I've had a great couple days. You know, at least for me personally. I recognize that a lot of people are having a trying time right now, but, you know, in my little microcosm of my house, me and my son are doing great. My wife's having a tough go of things at work.
It's a very, very, very fine house. Life used to be so hard. All right, yeah. This is the week of 525 through 6-1 here. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash.
Everything.
Oh, the Titans. On the 22nd, you had Blob v. Juggernaut.
True dat.
Ian did not blob because he's got none. Ray, did you blob Truth. Yourself to victory?
I did. Man, that is not a good character. I mean, it's a 4-star versus 1-star. I understand it's a leveled 1-star and his powers are cheap, but man, I barely pulled that off. Blob does next to nothing.
Yeah.
Which I guess he's fine since he...
That sounds thematic.
He does nothing. He's just immovable .
I mean, nothing moves the Blob. I mean, he just stands
right.
there.
Right.
That's just, which is, again, why I deeply appreciated the thematics that went along with the crash.
I definitely do.
The classic conundrum of the Juggernaut running into the Blob.
That's right. Except that, as we all know, the Juggernaut should always win. that little scenario there.
Well, he nearly did for me, so...
Coming up number next on the 27th, you got Teenage Negasonic Explosion Face going up against something or other. I don't know if Ian's 301 is going to pull this off.
I don't know. That's another character that I'm not as familiar with as far as what they're capable of. So unless 3's the good power, unless green is her damage dealer.
It is, yes.
Yeah, I can't help you, really. Is that... A scene from UHF?
No, on the right.
Are they getting ready to play Wheel of
that
Fish?
That is a Who album what? Cover.
Yes, that's what Hassel said. Is that the Wheel of Fish?
Oh, on the right.
Red Snapper. Very tasty.
No, the second picture.
I don't...
Exactly, yes.
I assume they're asking what's in the box. I don't know.
I get it. That's funny. I like that. Yes, the album cover for Who's Next. Much to everyone's surprise, I have heard of that. Even having never watched any episodes of anything NCIS, I still have managed to hear of The Who and their album Who's Next.
What do we got? The Storyland, Lost in Time is running along. That'll get you Battery Man, Puck, and Moon Knight. Placement there is Rhino and Electro. I'm having a hard time in Lost in Time since I have neither Puck nor Moon Knight, so I can't play two of the notes.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty... Samurai is really losing it that you didn't sing.
Yeah, he tried to encourage that earlier. It wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
I had to have him explain it to me why the Who cover album was the thing.
You couldn't put that together?
No, my brain did not go there.
You have been hanging out with this guy for 7 years now. If he shows you a picture of Who's Next and Negasonic Teenage Warhead, it's because he's referencing Bubba O'Reilly. It's really right there on Front Street.
I understand. Then my brain did not go there. Because I'm like, wait, what's that? I don't understand. You're welcome to Shield Events. You got 1 day left if you haven't finished that yet. That did get me my, one Puck cover.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about Puck, and I was in the same situation, but I was getting really close on shards on Puck, and so I just... opened up a bunch of legendary tokens until I got a Moon Knight, and that also gave me enough shards to get Puck. So,
you're the worst.
I'm able to play the nodes, but barely.
Hey, Ian, this is exciting just for you.
Yes.
There's a new boss event tomorrow.
Whoa, I've heard of those.
New Alliance boss event, Peer into Madness.
Holy smokes, that's fully new.
You know what's even more new? In your progression there and in the Alliance rewards? There are some Gargantos covers in there.
Oh, man.
So you might get a 5-star out of this event.
Huh. That's... What? What? What's going on?
He's a 5-star, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah! I was totally fine with America covers. Where am I getting this Gargantos shards? Can't be a full cover. That's just too much. It's got to be like 250 shards.
full covers, according to Samurai.
Is it anniversary time already? Am I drunk? What's
happening?
What
is this, my birthday?
Holy moly.
Saying for this event, there will be featured characters and pins that could be specific or general. So a pin may list that you could need a Doctor Strange, which could be any Doctor Strange, while another one might say that you need a 3-star Doctor Strange.
Right, sure.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you are not kidding.
So that's
exciting.
A new
boss event? That shook me right out of my stupor.
I like new boss events. That's good times. It's exciting stuff. And then to follow that up, Ian, there's a new Puzzle Ops coming your way, too.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. I wonder what the support's going to be. A lot of supports.
Un momento, I can tell you.
Oh.
It is the Maybe Quantum it's... Realm.
Oh, I don't think I'm missing that one. That's not what I was hoping for.
All right. And then after that, you got the Hunt, which will get you Rocket Groot, Rhino, Electra Shards. Placement will be Gert and Kingpin. Still the Morris Day season. If you haven't finished your simulator out yet, you got some days there. Right now, you got Mayday running. That'll get you Torch and Melinda May. Placement is Elsa and some Samurai Dreams. That'll be followed up by Old Man Shogun. Placement there is Silk and some Moon Knight. Followed up by Spider's Ilk, which will get you Emma Frost and Odin. All right, we got some new release notes, so we got a clue. Ian, you said
what? I am now.
The clue, let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. It's Avengers Squee! I don't know what squee means, but...
I believe squee is the sound that teenage girls make when they go see NSYNC or the like.
Oh. Ah. I thought it was the referencing the comic by Jonan Vasquez.
Okay.
I just assumed that we were getting a new version of Peter Porker. Because squee to me is the sound a pig makes.
Yeah, I think the consensus is that that's the sound that Kamala Khan makes. So
yeah, she's got a brand new show, doesn't she?
Right.
Yeah, it's got that makes a lot of sense. 4-star her or 5-star her?
5-star.
Yeah, we're on a 5.
Okay.
5-star her. So
we're on a 5 already. Didn't we just have Gargantos?
You sure did.
And then Puck.
Oh, it's every other.
I think.
Oh, I thought it was like 5-4-4-4-5-4-4-4.
It was for a while. Samurai says we've been at 5-4-5-4 for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, recently reworked.
That's right, recently reworked. I agree. What else we got? It says celebrate Pride Month and recruit Wiccan to your team with a special login reward. So you get some Wiccan there.
Nice.
The Gargantos boss event starts again tomorrow on the 26th. Puzzle Ops also returns on the 26th, and the Back to Life, Back to Reality season will be starting on June 2nd. And as always, fixed issues with spelling and grammar in multiple languages.
Language is hard.
And, you know, Fastball Special. I miss the days when that was in every patch notes.
It doesn't say that, just so we're clear.
No, like I said, I miss those days, because it used to be every week.
No, but it's been recently.
Yeah.
And not in an Ian recently, like in the last show or two it's come up.
Right, 2-3 shows ago, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It was always my favorite.
How come Wiccan is the only thing I get for Pride Month?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What a chip.
You're getting a 5-star in a boss event, though. So.
That part's amazing. That is a great promotional tool.
Yeah, there you go. Anything else in the news? That's what I got.
Not for Marvel Puzzle Quest. But I've been playing PUBG, and I won last night, and it's I'm still full of...
Still riding high on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, you've been working hard to that, and you made it.
I think
Please
I'm still full of,
the top of the mountain while you're
adrenaline
there.
From getting that far. Like, I'm shaking like a leaf by the end of the match. It was amazing, but it's a big achievement.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. Let's move along, then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar... Wolf Cola, a public relations nightmare.
Hey, sorry, I got a little too excited about the segment. I'm better now.
All right.
Let me talk a little bit about Wolfsbane and what she's up to here in Marvel Puzzle Quest. She is a 4-star character whose powers are black, red, and purple. Her black ability. The first half is called Rend. It costs 7 black AP... She slashes the target 3 times, each slash dealing 120 damage. Wolfbane then takes to the shadows, creating 1 black invisibility tile. This power becomes Silent Retreat. The Rend portion, as it scales up, she's doing 5 slashes for 1,300 points of damage each. Silent Retreat. When there are no friendly Silent Retreat invisibility tiles on the board, it switches back to Rend. So that's it. She cuts you up and then turns invisible. If you move that tile, she cuts you up again. Go for the throat. She deals 454 damage to the target and creates 2 strength 19 blue strike tiles. This costs 6 red AP. As it scales up, it does 3,300 points of damage and creates 4 strength 90 blue strike tiles. And lastly, she is a one-woman wolf pack. It costs 7 purple AP. Creates 5 green countdown tiles that range from 1 to 5 turns and deal 380 damage each. As that scales up, the damage increases to each countdown. Tile deals 3,108 damage. Her powers seem inexpensive, which seems nice.
Yeah.
767's a good deal. Math is hard for me, so I don't know how... Yeah, I'm having trouble visualizing how her damage scales. I know that players in the past have been excited about that when someone attacks for multiple attacks, but they all count as separate attacks.
Right.
People got all excited when Valkyrie and who does it really well for cheaper?
I don't know about for cheaper, but Apocalypse is the one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gives you the people's elbow.
Yeah.
So I feel like that power might be appealing.
Works well with Okoye.
No doubt. But this is probably someone I don't have covered, so it's someone who I have not got a chance to fully explore yet. I mean, 553? I find that last power inconvenient unless you have a setup in where you are benefiting from her putting out all those countdown tiles. Like if you're in a Coulson situation or something like that. But I don't know. Is this someone you've used?
Yeah, definitely.
Is this someone who you felt more so than just sad when you run into her in a crash and she beats you up?
She's actually pretty good. She's not, she's not the absolute best. She's not meta, but she's good. She's a good, solid character. Her powers are pretty strong. I think I target her regularly if I, she's in the enemy team. And sure. Yeah, 553 is what I have and is the most common build.
Okay, great. That felt logical.
Not 454.
Totally well, correct build.
I'm sure 445 is probably even more popular than that, so I'll have something to work towards.
What are you going to
do? Yeah, there you go. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. Wolfsbane, Rain Sinclair.
Willie, what you got in the mailbags?
Hey, I don't know. There were a few comments, a couple that I'm going to save for the showdown. But over on the Reddit, Norman B. says, pretty terrible intro for Puck. And I totally agree. His, what's it called? Shield training or shield?
Welcome to Shield.
Welcome to Shield. That's what it is. His Welcome to Shield, you have to play him against the mid-tier Cho. And so far, I have lost that fight twice. Cho just wrecks me. Yeah, Puck doesn't do much at all. So, yeah, huh. not a very good intro for him. I have to agree.
Interesting.
Donkey Teeth sent a message to me on Discord.
All right.
That not sure if you've seen this or not, but if you like collectible card games, there is a Marvel CCG coming soon. They dropped a first look video last week and some gameplay. There's a closed beta running right now, and it's supposed to release sometime later this year. Looks like a lot of fun. Looks to be called Marvel Snap. And then he posted a video that they dropped and a live stream gameplay video. So you can check those out.
I wonder how different this is than the Marvel CCG that I currently have 2 feet to my right.
Right. I was going to say, are you sure you weren't just watching Craig play Versus and got confused?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, no. T's here. I was asking him directly.
Right.
Because, yeah, I have lots of cards of Marvel Versus right here right to my right of me here.
Marvel Snap. Wait, is this a digital game or is this a... Oh, Overpower. That was good, too.
I believe it is a digital game that you play...
Snap Snap sounds like it's Pogs. You know, you snap your wrist and Pogs flip over and you win.
A snap bracelet.
Yeah.
First, I didn't know there was a wrist snapping in Pogs. Is there?
No, you snap your wrist to get good flare on your,
Oh, I see. To give it when you're... Okay. Where do I get Marvel Snap? Do I download it from the App Store? Do I have to go buy it somewhere?
I thought they said it was still beta, so you can't have it.
Yeah, it's still running in a closed beta right now, so...
Okay.
I know that guy in the picture, though.
Is that Ben Affleck? With glasses?
Well, it's Ben Brody, but yeah.
Okay. But yeah! So it is Ben Affleck in glasses or someone else?
Ben Hooflack? Where's my Matt Damon?
The last thing that I have in the mailbag is from TJ Joe Author. He said, especially after the total befuddlement and disappointment of the edition of Puck, it warms my heart that others have taken up my cause and demanding the greatest character in the Marvel Universe become playable. Stop groaning, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump you up.
You up. All right, let's see what these characters is all about. Oh, man. There's a boosted list this week. All five tiers. I don't even know what to think or say. Let's see how many I can screw up because I don't prep appropriately. 3-star Daredevil is boosted. The damage that comes along with his purple and red abilities. I think his purple does ability. It does some damage. It might just clear off special tiles, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Gambit, nope. Psylocke, red and black damage, boosted. Squirrel Girl, her green squirrel damage and her purple nut damage are both boosted, as well as the size of her yellow shields. 3-star Thor is boosted this week, so, you know, red, yellow, green, all improved damage. See what these 4-star characters are doing these days. The Invisible Woman. She has bigger yellow protect tiles, bigger blue strike tiles, and more damage from her force field crush. Let's see. Kate Pryde, the Marauder, is boosted. Big yellow protect tiles and stronger special tile buffs. More damage when her black repeater goes off, and the countdowns deal more damage when she is the Red Queen. It appears Monica Rambeau is boosted this week. So let's see, we could get some more damage out of her undercover operation, more damage out of her sword strike with its super scary animation and her crazy eyes. And that supply drone, the healing is increased if it makes it to the bottom. Oh, supply drone, you're so wacky. Let's see who else. Oh my goodness, everybody's favorite Iron Spider-Man. Flip, flip, pow! Infinity War Spider-Man, what's he up to? Probably a truckload of damage with his red, and that's probably about it. And Wiccan, the aforementioned free cover coming eventually in the future. And he's been recently reworked, so his Chain Lightning will do more damage and more healing from his magical barrier. Let's see, the 5-star boosted list includes Doctor Strange. More damage from his Crimson Bands and more damage from the Flames of the Faltine. Electro is boosted. Green damage is boosted, as is the black damage, and bigger strike tiles from the yellow free of charge. Let's see. Killmonger. I remember him. Red damage and purple damage are increased, and this critical match damage is increased. And last, Magneto. Sorry.
Last and least.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how 5-star Magneto plays, so I don't want to suggest that he's the worst without a confirmation from Ray. So, lastly and leastly, we've got some bigger strike tiles from his red, stronger protect tiles from his yellow, and more damage from his blue polar coordination. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted characters. He's insightful. The boss event makes this list less than important this week, but after that is the hunt and lots of goons that really hate Doctor Strange's Flames of the Faltine. 5-star players will also see a good bit of Killmonger in PvP because Shang-Chi gets really annoyed and boosts repatriation damage. So, oh no, he doesn't boost. He gets annoyed by the boosted repatriation damage. Yeah, take that, Shang-Chi. Both 4- and 5-star players can have fun with boosted Iron Spider because of the amount of damage that you can get from his red. Excellent. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's head back into the dodecahedron. Brought to you by Terrified. Right, last week we had Namorita versus Wrecker. Who won that?
Yes, we did indeed. And we tally up the votes. Namorita wins with a freaking landslide. 76% of the vote. Namorita.
Yes! Wow!
She moves on even though Namor did not.
That's because you guys are a bunch of chumps.
No way, she got blown up by a school bus and got better. Namor's scared of the air.
Only heat lamps. This week, Ray, who you got? You go first.
Oh, am I going first? Okay, that works. I think that Donkey Teeth said something earlier that I wanted to mention, but oh, right. So we just finished with the boosted character thing. Donkey Teeth did mention speculation from last week. They were only off by 1 4-star. They nailed it as far as their estimation on who the boosted characters would be. So again,
wow, good job.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that.
Samurai and 2 other users that I have forgotten since last week, but great job. I'm sorry. I retain almost nothing over a week's period. There's no way I was going to remember 2 random Reddit handles.
You go. Spreza and Kissel.
Nice.
Thanks. Teeth remembers. Teeth knows everything. All right, so my character this week in the showdown, I randomly got an Eternal. For a while, she's the leader of the Eternals, at least in the movie. Circe. So you're all familiar with her. I don't need to explain anything. There you go. So she's an Eternal.
Yeah, I win!
She's near immortal. Bunch of strength, regeneration, telepathy. She can do illusions. But most importantly, she is able to transmute nearly anything into something else. So she can change the matter, manipulation, change anything into something else. So that's a pretty powerful power.
Via contact?
I believe so. I mean, it seemed to be in the movie, right?
Yes, the movie that I also saw and remembered.
Yeah, I don't really remember that much. She could also fly. She has teleportation, although apparently she doesn't like to do that. I don't know. But, I mean, she's an Eternal, so I think I got an edge, although I completely forget who I'm going up against, so...
That's okay. You're about to learn, and I will give you guys some background and some feed forward, because I'm a little concerned that Ray led his selection with, so I randomly got. That's true every week for every character, everybody who's listening. There was no reason for Ray to qualify that. I know that our whole integrity of this system is now in doubt. But I assure you, he was just nervous about going first and then threw that out there to try to kill time.
Pretty much. I mean, I think I've mentioned that multiple. I think I've mentioned it multiple times.
I randomly got the madman Maximus Boltagon, brother of everybody's favorite guy living on the moon. But Maximus, let me tell you a little bit about this delightful fellow. Now, first, I need to know, and I don't know that it's going to be super relevant, but Maximus has a lot of technological achievements. Which power him. Do those enter the dodecahedron? Agon?
Are they attached to him?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they need to be. Again, the Black Knight carries a sword, so...
Well.
So, those aside, we'll wait for a judge's ruling on that. The true strength that Maximus possesses is his power of mental manipulation. So... while he is not able to transmute matter into other kinds of matter, I feel like he is coming at Circe at the speed of thought, which is probably a smidge faster than it'll take her to get across the dodecahedron to take him on for any reason. So, unless she has a proficient mental shield, I like my chances.
I don't know. She does have telekinesis and telepathy as well. She can psychically communicate, read minds, and project her thoughts into other people. I don't know anything about a shield.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, as far as stats go, he's above average in anything, but only slightly. If peak human is 2, he's got a 3 in all the regular stats. But he is a super genius. He does have lots of mental powers, mind control, mind reading, brainwave manipulation, telepathy... personality alteration, precognition. Oh, man. I like my chances. Cersei- my only weaknesses are insanity.
Cersei is also a graceful dancer, so I'm going to throw that out there. And she is multilingual. Apparently, she speaks ancient Sumerian.
Of course you do. Who doesn't?
Well, it says in the wiki, it actually says she's able to speak the ancient language spoken by Gilgamesh. I'm assuming that's Sumerian, since that's a Sumerian story, right?
I think. Sure. I'll go with you.
That seems pretty logical.
But multilingual. But yeah. So that'll come in handy in the
I mean,
ring.
If I can bring my paraphernalia into the ring, then, you know, I'd say it's a whole new ballgame, but I still like Maximus's chances overall. I feel like while it seems to lag behind magic in the Marvel Universe, mental powers are hard to stop.
Right. So if you want to vote, you can vote in the Discord by giving a reaction to by doing a search for my my post here and doing a search. Search for Chaos 72 and give a reaction here, or you can send something on the Reddit or D3 forum, you know, the common places.
There you go. Vote away. We'll see what happens. Man, all right, flying through the show now. Let's open up some tokens. Ian, you got Steam open.
I didn't even... The show is... This new show is paced in a way that I can't get used to.
Yeah. We were just doing other things, Craig.
Yeah,
Yeah, my multitasking abilities are zero or super close to zero. Are you opening any tokens? How many are you opening this week? Is there someone in a rotation that you're after? Tell me more. I just opened the wrong game. I was so distracted. As much as I would enjoy playing Heroes of Might and Magic 3, I think I'm going to open up Puzzle Quest instead.
I'm going to open 4 tokens.
Do it, Doug.
All right. First one. Drax. Secret weapon.
Ah, Drax.
Number 2 is purple.
Ooh.
Crystal. Some say the world.
Nice.
Hmm.
Number 3, Spider-Woman, System Shock. And number 4 is a 4-star, Cindy Lou Who, all wrapped up.
Nice.
Okie doke.
All right, I got one this week. How about you?
I am only doing one because Daredevil's still in there and I have her champ, so...
Do it, Doug. I want to anchor for once.
All right. This is a 4-star. What is that? Oh, it's a... Right, Echo. I don't recognize her symbol yet. Physical prodigy.
Very acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
Very acceptable. Well, the fact that you don't know it yet.
Yeah, and she is now a level 282. I do have her champed.
At Donkey Teeth, when he says Cindy Lou Who, it is Silk. Thanks, Adeptus Revolt.
Yeah.
Is her name... I don't even know how that happened. Is her name Cindy?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I opened a token.
What'd you get, Ian?
It was the recently featured Wolfsbane.
Oh,
go
nice.
For the throat.
There you go.
As we know, not someone I have fully covered, so I can immediately use this.
Good point. Totally beneficial for you. Look
was
at
it,
that.
Was yeah. it purple?
It was not.
Okay. Well, was it light purple?
Then I have no idea. No, it would. Yes, now my Wolfsbane is at a 3-3-0.
You know, speaking of light purple, so I did watch the end of the SNL season.
Yes.
And there was some good
was
stuff
a little
there.
Heavy.
Yeah, I was very sad that A.D. Bryant decided she needed to go out with that stupid sketch.
The one on that she did on the news?
Yeah, I hate what's in Vogue or whatever the heck they call it.
In, out.
I hate that skit.
It's well, not super funny, but
Kate McKinnon being abducted by aliens again, funny every time.
Colleen Rafferty is a super good sketch.
That came on, and I just started, I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah, her euphemisms for her below the belt stuff.
Yep, just the way she delivers it.
Me
yes, it makes me laugh every time.
Every time. So it was good. And they let everybody kind of have a little bit. They let Pete say goodbye on the news.
Oh.
80 kind of said goodbye on the news. I feel like they were kind of saying goodbye to Kyle at that, what was it? Oh, Gray Ponies? Gray Pigtails. Do you remember the sketch? Gray
oh,
Pigtails?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
For dating older women. Yes.
Yes.
I didn't remember what you think about it. Yes. It was, yes, the dating older women app or whatever it was.
Yes.
That was good stuff. But, okay.
How'd you feel about Japanese breakfast?
She was okay.
That was weird.
I'm with both of you. It was a little weird, but she was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm happy that I'm hearing this.
I had zero expectations.
I'm not going to rush out and see her in concert, but...
Yeah. I didn't cut them off at any point, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's totally better than other musical guests.
Are they multiple people? Is it just that one woman?
I think it was just her.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But yeah, I thought she was okay.
Yeah.
But always, thanks then to this guy.
This guy.
This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. The soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com. If I have anything to say about it, there'll be multiple shows on the network named Profane Arguments. But other than that, you can check out all the shows on there with direct links to all the archives of past shows. Soon to be named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative. I have no anything to think.
Negative Ghost Rider?
I'm all done, Craig. I'm out of brain
the
worms.
The pattern is full. So excited. So excited. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. They'll end up in Willie's mailbag, and we'll come back at you with them next week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, if there's a code 187, make sure you know how to use the seashells. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. Murder, death, kill. Murder, death, kill.